Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Oh, this is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I am here with...
Lisa Brown.
With Gamers for Humanity, and this is something I had never heard about until I made it here to Gen Con, and it's really pretty awesome. What can you tell our listeners about what Gamers for Humanity is?
Okay. Gamers for Humanity is a nonprofit organization. We're 501c3 certified. We've been in existence for about 4 years. We were started because of a group of people went down to New Orleans and worked for a week at... for the rebuild after Katrina, came back, was on the Gen Con forums and said, hey, you know, I did this. The overwhelming response was just incredible of people saying, oh, I'd love to do that. I don't know how to get involved. So we formed a organization, and we take a trip down every year to New Orleans. We organize it. We provide housing and transportation and whatever needs to do. They pay for it. And we go down there for a week. It's mostly gamers. We work during the day, play games at night for the week. From that, we've grown into our family game library program where we collect new and used board games and get them into Habitat for Humanity homes. So when the family moves in, they get board games. And one nice thing we do is we customize the games to that family. It's not just a random set of games. It is based on their age and gender or their kids and even their interest. So that's basically what we do. So.
Excellent, excellent. And you guys operate out of, you said you're in Indianapolis.
I'm here in Indianapolis. Our president is in Iowa City, Iowa. We also have a third board member who is in St. Louis. So we operate mainly out of those three cities just sure. Because that's where our board members are. But we're looking to expand by getting coordinators who will work in other areas.
Sure.
One of the kind of our starting to move towards that is in the Christmas time we do a holiday game drive mm-hmm. where we do a call out to all of our volunteers to them organize a game drive in their community. We provide poster support and all kinds of the information. They run the game drive. They pick the charity in their own community, so the games they collect stay in their community.
Sure.
But it's done under our banner so that our names get out there in different areas.
Of course. Yeah.
Last year we had 27 cities participate.
Well, fantastic.
Around the country.
Congratulations, that's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was wonderful. So.
Excellent, excellent. And you guys have been doing work. It looks like you did some work in Joplin. I saw some
yes.
stuff on there.
Yes, we had Joplin. We've done some work in New Orleans. We've gone to New Orleans. This was our fourth year of going to New Orleans.
That's fine. You guys obviously take all kinds of donations. Looks like not only board games, card games, but also video games.
Yeah. The video games, we get into Ronald McDonald houses because a lot of times those families, they'll have one sick child. They'll have their other children with them that need activities
sure.
to keep them busy.
Oh, of course.
So we do video camera or games to them, and then we also send some to our military that are stationed abroad so that they have
Oh, that's fantastic.
So.
Excellent. And if people have stuff that, you know, it's like, oh, I've been sitting on these old games that, you know, they're just taking up space in my basement, whatever, how can they help out Gamers for Humanity?
Go to our website, www.gamersforhumanity.org.
That's dot org.
Yeah.
Org, remember that.
Yes. Go to our website. There's a place in there for contact us. That will go to the board, and one of us will contact or will respond to you and figure out how we can get the donation. We typically, because because there's three of us, we typically have them ship it or contact them of however, who's ever closest, so that we can go from there.
Sure, and sort of the same sort of process, if someone wanted to be more involved in what Gamers for Humanity does, you go to the website and talk to you guys and just do it, get involved type of thing.
So, Very much so.
Yeah, spotted you guys here and definitely wanted to get at least a couple minutes with you.
I'm glad you stopped.
It's some fantastic stuff you guys are doing here. Really, it's wonderful.
Thank you.
And I hope Gen Con has been a success for you guys, I hope so.
It has. This was our third year that Gen Con has donated our booth to us.
Oh, fantastic.
To get our name out there, and they have been one. Gen Con is probably one of our biggest supporters.
Fabulous.
It helps that we kind of formed off the Gen Con forums.
Sure.
So that kind of helps. But this year, they not only provided our booth, but we were doing what we called a 28K program, where last year's Gen Con, we kicked off the program. There's 28,000 people that come through Gen Con.
Right.
We asked every person to donate 1 hour of charity work in their own community or whatever they want to do. Come to our website and log it. We had over 10,000 hours logged. We didn't quite meet our 28K, you know.
Yet.
But we're there. So one of the things we did is from the people who logged hours and told our story, we picked a winner each month. And the Gen Con actually provided a VIP or VIG package for one of our monthly winners.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So that was a nice gift for the person. Mm-hmm. And he actually came by the booth yesterday, so we got his pictures of the winner.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Yeah.
And you guys have several different programs that you do. There's the, obviously, 28K and the Family Game Program.
The
New Orleans.
The Holiday Game Drive that we do every fall.
Right.
There's five of them.
I just want to make sure that we've got hit all the bases. So.
Yeah, I think that was all of them.
All right, fantastic. And if you guys need any more information, it's gamersforhumanity.org. Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for stopping by.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.